This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're giving you the chance to win a trip to see Olivia Rodrigo four times in Los Angeles. I don't know who wants to see the same show four times. I guess maybe it's a little different each night.
Oh my God, fans love that stuff.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Just to be able to be there for all the... It just feels like, whoa. You know,
if I had
three
chance,
nights in, I'd be like, I don't know.
I would have seen Barbara again and again and again if I'd had the chance.
You know what? I shouldn't have brought that up in front of you. You're right. Let me just finish this and we'll get to your thoughts on Barbara. So Olivia Rodrigo, who is like just white hot right now.
Huge.
Just crazy. Four shows in Los Angeles. You see her on the 13th, the 14th, the 16th, and the 17th. So we fly down, you and a friend go down there.
You bring a friend?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Oh, you think we're going to make you go to four shows by yourself?
I don't know. That's
make
so
all
fun.
New friends?
Oh, my. That's
so
nice.
You and a friend go, and then we put you up for six nights in a hotel. So it's like a vacation to L.A. It's amazing. And all you have to do is get our free Odyssey app.
Oh, my God. Which hotel?
It doesn't say.
The W? W
says. Let's go with the W. Sure. I actually don't know what the hotel
chauffeur
is.
Chauffeur service? Do you get driven to and from?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say maybe the hotel's near.
Right. Nice.
Performance space. And then you're walking all around. You're having just an LA adventure all day
Six
long.
Inch
you're
heels,
free.
Flare trousers.
Sure.
Oh, you look fantastic. I love LA.
God, you got to bring all different outfits for each show.
Of course.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
So here's how you do it. The Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free. You know about the Odyssey app?
I'm on it all the time.
I'm not surprised.
My husband loves this channel.
You're very.
Station, whatever it is.
We're a channel on the Odyssey app.
He loves it.
No question.
He's a huge Rodriguez fan. His last name is Rodriguez as well.
Well, her last name's Rodrigo.
Yeah, exactly.
But sure.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Right. Anyway, Olivia Rodrigo, just listen to Alice on the Odyssey app for an hour every day, and you get a daily entry.
Oh, my God.
I know, it's so easy. You were already going to listen on the Odyssey app.
Why not?
We're really encouraging you people.
To take a break and go to LA and enjoy concerts, what you're encouraging people to do.
No, to get the free Odyssey app and listen to us on that.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's all going. Audio's going to streaming.
Everything's streaming. Yeah, we're all streaming.
So let's get with the program, people. Get that Odyssey app.
Hello.
There's some real side benefits. The voice you're hearing is the one and only Scott Capurro.
So lovely to be here.
It is a delight.
Great. You see you guys. See you. And Vinny complimented my outfit today, which I don't hear very often. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Forget about that.
All right.
On July 5th, the day after the 4th of July, there I was sitting in my house with my family in the evening time.
What are you wearing?
Probably some
boxers
shorts.
And a tank top.
Boxers, really? Tiny shorts or long shorts?
It doesn't matter. Right. You guys are caught up in anyway. The fam goes, hey, let's watch Mrs. Doubtfire. And sure enough, I sat down and loved every second
of it.
It's a great
film.
And this picture.
Yeah. Oh, that's your house.
This is me. And the reason I know it's July 5th is because I took that photo of my TV where there you are.
Look how young I look. Oh, my God. Please, please delete that photo.
You look like a baby.
I know.
There's this one scene in that movie where, and this is, look, Mrs. Doubtfire is a Robin Williams movie. He's getting a total makeover so that he can play the nanny to his children.
And Sally Field plays his wife.
Mm-hmm. So you are Harvey Weinstein's...
Harvey Firestein.
Thank you. Boyfriend.
Harvey Weinstein's in prison.
Boyfriend,
yes.
Uncle, something. Your Uncle Jack.
Partners. We're lovers. We're partners. Okay. And
I didn't know if you guys were just friends or you're together. Because there's this one scene where you're in Robin Williams' face looking at the camera.
Yeah.
And you, your face and Harvey's face are sort of headed down toward, like... Looking, I don't think this works.
We're trying to figure out Robin's makeup.
Aunt Jack?
Aunt Jack in
Aunt
the film.
Jack,
yes,
Aunt Jack, not Uncle Jack.
No, I'm Aunt Jack.
I see.
And Harvey's playing Robin's brother. And Robin needs a makeover, so he comes to a makeup artist, and we do his makeup.
Right.
I was so nervous. I'd never been on a movie set before. And here I am with two iconic performers, and there's just the three of us. There aren't a bunch of actors around, which would have maybe helped, right? A bunch of extras. There was just me. And two giants in the film and creative artist industry, right? And I had a line, and it was like, so early. It was the first line of the day. And I kept blowing it. I blew it again and again. And finally, the director came over, Chris, and said, you just say the line. Just relax it. Because he could see how stressed
yes,
I was.
Right.
I'm like, my hands are shaking. And finally, we took a break, and Harvey's like, dude. Really, bring it down a notch. Just relax. And then I got the line out finally. Which was, he's got 5 o'clock shadow at 8:30 a.m. and you're worried about wires. But I kept messing up the times. He's got 8 o'clock shadow, five. He's got five. And besides, all those people standing around just staring at you, waiting for you to get it out. It was so great. So great. So
weird
much fun.
That they never called to work with you again.
No.
Those people.
Yeah.
Really neat, though.
Yeah.
Really, really
I was
incredible.
So lucky because, you do something like that. And I've been on film sets since and TV, a lot of TV stuff.
Yeah.
And you do stuff and you think, how is this going to look? But how am I going to, am I even going to be in this?
I'm actually, I know that came out wrong, but I am actually surprised that you didn't get a lot more work off of that. Like, you're very charming.
All
it's
right.
a very short scene and you're very charming in it.
On top of his, you pulled it off and it's a great scene and your parts are good. That movie stands up today.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of movies that you can put on where you would go, I'm enjoying this 30 years later.
Yeah.
That is true.
We watched it. And my kids didn't even, they were in. They'll walk right off if they're not attention.
Rob is so easy to watch, though.
Yeah.
He's so beautiful on camera and on screen. He's so such a simple but complex at the same time performance.
I think his birthday was yesterday.
It was recent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
would have been 73.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know I watched
got a bunch of work
it,
out of it.
Great.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
It got me in the clubs. It got me. I didn't have to audition for the comedy circuit in the UK, which a lot of comics do. I just started working right away, making a living.
Oh, that's great.
It was great. That film was huge in Britain as well. Because the Scottish accent and all that, people loved it.
Well, and again.
Mrs. Doubtfire had a Scottish accent?
Yes.
I don't really remember that.
Plays a
Scottish. It's been a while.
You got to watch it. It really stands up. I'm not kidding. You watch it, you're sucked in, and the next thing you know, it's over. And you're like,
that's just like life, right? Look how young I was.
Yeah,
last thing I know, it was 30 years later,
quick,
and here I'm staring at you two. I know it was great. Yeah, great fun.
I remember when we first started in 1997, Vinny and I started doing the show, actually two buildings ago. And when I met you, so I would have been, I guess I was 30. Because you were 34, and I'm like, that old queen.
Yeah, he's so old.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, yeah. and that was actually, that was just stealing a line from you. But at can you imagine, if you could go back to 34 right now, you'd feel like a child.
I'd be wearing a Speedo everywhere I went. I mean, the way young people dress
that
now.
That wasn't where I was going.
I see young people on the street.
Yes.
And I'm like, you look fantastic in that. And so would I have, 30 years ago. That's
if
exactly what I'd be wearing.
I had the balls to put that on.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
And even now, you look back at pictures from, 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and it's like, really?
Before
that was only 5 years ago?
Before I went really gray.
I looked so cute.
When you used to do your hair properly. I know,
I
remember.
My hair is so bad right now.
It's just a disaster.
Why
are you wearing that old lady psycho wig? Seriously, you look like you should be in the fruit cellar. You think I'm fruity? Why are you putting me in the fruit cellar? You're like her. What?
Yeah, I don't want to.
You look like you're transitioning.
I am transitioning.
I know, but your genders. Don't transition your gender. You're a lovely lady. Make it happen. It's so easy now, too. It's so easy.
Why? What do you say
if
that?
If I someone to your house on a Saturday, have them fix your hair, it takes an hour.
No, I'm not doing
You're
that.
You're richer than Oprah. Get five people in there.
I'm letting it grow out. I'm gonna
grow out?
Yeah.
To down
my back.
Oh,
I want my gray hair to reach my butt.
It's like we've opened the casket. Look, Sarah's hair is gray. No, we don't want you to grow that. We want you to... How about receding to your youth? A little bit?
No. You want me to dye it, too?
Yes.
I'm never dying.
Oh, my
again.
God. Dye it blonde, though, not darker.
Just accept it.
Oh, lighten
just
it.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm so
maybe I'll do like a pink
this.
Wash.
Well, you your think? Hair makes me feel old. It's not even my hair, your hair. I don't even live with you, poor
your
John.
Your hair is much grayer than
poor
my hair.
John. I know. Should I light mine? What do you think? Vinny, light my hair? What do you think?
I want to just like make my hair completely white.
I think you're good the way you are, buddy.
Really? But what about? Like but you don't have to worry about hair on your head. And stuff.
I did. Well, I mean.
His beard comes in
yes,
fully gray, though.
Oh, does it really? That's
fully
hot.
Gray.
That's a hot look, though.
It is actually a good look.
I like it.
It's not bad at all.
What about your Publix? What about your Publix? What about
which? They are still brown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You let them grow. I've let mine grow back in.
They don't grow like
what
full
are
grown.
You talking about?
No. It's all back. It's all back.
You're I'm, just late.
Are you telling me you were shaving it completely?
Oh, yeah.
To the skin?
For years. I'm
don't
a swimmer.
You get an extra inch.
Makes me faster.
Oh, really?
So
is that why?
I'm a swimmer.
If only an extra inch.
You don't
extra
shave
centimeter. Lucky.
Under the suit. You shave in the parts that are exposed.
But it gets tangled and stuff. I don't want to leave anything behind. I got to get out of the pool and there's hair. No, I used to all of it. You know, all of it went. Out, gone.
Did you use like Nair or something? Or do you actually
put Nair?
Why not?
Nair.
Why wouldn't you?
Out.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't
it's
you?
It's a chemical in old part.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just don't get it on any.
And then I can't have babies.
Oh, me poor thing.
So yeah, I've totally shaved. But yeah, I'm going to the pool today at the Bay Club. I'm nervous. It'll be my first reveal at the Bay Club with all of it.
No way. It's covered.
You're not supposed to show that to anybody.
No, but it's an open locker room. There's no separate,
in the locker
yeah, the
room.
Pool.
Oh, okay,
well, no, I'm not going to take it out of the parking lot. Hey, guys.
The people who've had all their Publix lasered off are someday going to regret it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because things do, like trends change.
They do.
And
they do.
If I'm hearing you are letting stuff grow back,
well,
like
you know,
you're always fully a shaver.
I know, but my swim at the Corette, that's also open air showers. And I'm seeing other guys my age totally shaved, and it looks a bit, it reminds me of when I was a kid in Catholic school and the priests.
Are all the young people also
did you just say?
It's about pedo. I know, yeah, the young people shave, and that's fine. But it just looks a bit like you're trying
to
shave.
Do they shave or do they clip down?
No, they shave. It's all shaved. Oh, I see all of it.
But then they have leg hair and belly hair.
A lot of young guys shave their legs.
But right in the middle is just bald.
My husband shaves everything. When he goes to Brazil, he shaves his arms. He shaves all of it. Mm. All of it comes off. I know. I know he's going on a trip, and he says, Kaburo, come shave my back. So I just shower and shave his entire back.
That is
Doesn't
love.
He break out?
He likes it. And then I'm
he
in
likes
bed.
To break out?
And, well, like 2 weeks later, I'm in bed next to him. I'm like, ew, the bristle. You feel the bristle, right? And you go, I know, it's creepy. But anyway, that's the trend, is to shave all of it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to shave. Nobody cares anymore. No one's looking my direction. It's over. So leave it. Just leave it all. Leave it all.
Doesn't Edson think it looks gross?
You know, he loves me, and he'll...
I love you enough. I mean, are you? Speaking of, you just accused me of giving up.
I know. Well,
and now you're giving up?
No, I know.
You're like the one elderly man I know who still has their body in shape.
I still do all the stuff.
I know you do.
I'm swimming more now.
Except now you've got a giant speedo.
You made a post on Facebook the other day where I don't know where you were visiting.
I looked fat.
We're in Monterey. He's in Monterey. He puts his picture up and he says, I'm so fat. And it was like inviting me. To dogpile him.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna.
I saw you on there.
I did not say anything. I just went, okay, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
I've got a belly. I've got to be careful. I've got to be careful.
You know, I apologize to the people out there who actually have a belly.
Yeah, you are.
Oh man,
wow.
My belly. I used to have that narrow, and it's the narrow part's gone, right?
Too close to the water, dude. I've got
a belly and rain gutters now. I look a bit like a homeless alcoholic. I look like that a little bit when I'm naked. I look like I'm wandering the streets pushing a cart.
You're not tending to the foliage.
I want my five pack back. So I'm seeing a dietitian. This is the problem with getting money, inheritance. This is what it does to you. It makes you more vain. So now I've got a dietitian. I've got people
buying. Oh, you're rich now. Did you just say you were rich?
Well, I was until I gave my husband a credit card. That was the biggest what was I thinking? I got him a debit card.
What?
Pokemon. He's He's bought all the Pokemon, all of it. I don't even know what it is. I came home and there are all these Amazons. I'm like, honey, what'd you buy? Did you buy it? Why are there so many Amazons?
All these Amazons.
And I opened it. One was an envelope. I opened it up and there's one card in it. One card of Pokemon dress as a Mrs. Doubtfire or something. I'm like, what is this? He's like, well, that's $250. I'm like, what are you, what are you doing? What's happened? He goes, Corporal, I went crazy. I have an Amazon. He opened his own Amazon account without asking me. Oh, he has his own Amazon now. He'd been banned from Amazon years ago because he abused the account, didn't pay. Anyway, he used a fake name. He's got an Amazon now, and he's obsessed. I sent you that picture of all. That's just.
I thought that was in like a store somewhere.
No, that's our house.
Oh my God,
that's his Pokemon collection. He's blown my inheritance on Pokemon. He says, "Corporal, it's our greatest investment. I'm gonna invest in this. I couldn't because he's applied for all these jobs. I turned him down. I mean, you know, he's sweet, but you know, they didn't. He's too old. I don't know why, but." Yeah, Target said no, Starbucks said no, but we're trying. But in the meantime...
Wait a minute. He finished school and was supposed to take it.
He was a lawyer.
But he wanted to get in the work circuit somehow, and he thought this might be his best inlay. It was just, while we're here temporarily until September, he thought, well, I'll apply and see how it goes. It'll be great. They'll hire me. Like you said, I've got a degree from Britain. They'll hire me. No. They're like, no, thanks. No, they didn't even respond. It's really brutal out there. Anyway, so...
Has he tried Indeed? Everywhere.
Yeah. He's been really diligent. Actually, he's been trying for us really hard.
It sounds like he's actually just browsing through Pokemon stuff online.
He's bought like everybody else, and he bought all his Pokemon. He's going to resell it and thinks he's going to double his income with the Pokemon.
Well, let's wait and see. Maybe that'll happen.
All the money is all gone. It's only about 40 grand, but anyway, it's gone.
It's only 40 grand
after all this, the investment part.
Well, the part we had left laying around was 40 grand. And well, we got this. Now this. In case anything happens, but that's all.
You really do give us a lot of information.
That's all gone. Anyway, it's all gone. So if anyone wants a Pokemon
that is
card.
Not the number I would have come up with.
If anyone wants a Pokemon card with, dress, I don't know what that. You know about the. Are you interested in any of this?
Might be into it. You think Sheffy's looking?
I don't think so.
You don't want any Pokemon
cards?
Too bad. I thought maybe.
I don't collect Pokemon cards. I just play Pokemon Go on my phone.
Do you have friends in Marin that want any?
I really don't know all the
Hook
Pokemon.
Hook me up.
Okay. I'm going to do what I can. I feel like someone needs to.
Vinny, maybe send us that. Maybe down in the Scotts Valley area, there's Pokemon collectors that you may know, Vinny.
I really don't want to help you with that.
Surfers? Any surfers you know that do the person
I know.
Yeah.
That is into Pokemon is right there. We all know her. But she's right there. She loves it. She's great at it. I don't know what level you're at now.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's higher than when I last spoke to you about Pokemon.
So it's 40 grand gets you the cards. That's nothing for you, right? It's great. So anyway, we'll talk later. Yeah. I can't take a check though. It's gotta be cash.
Okay.
It's gotta be Venmo. Can you Venmo me the 40 grand? And then the cards will just appear at your house. Imagine. That's Christmas every day for
amazing.
You. Incredible.
Tell me the truth.
Yeah.
How much did he spend on that Pokemon stuff?
It's not 40 grand.
I know.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's about, at this point, it's about $700.
Oh, God.
But he's a little bit out of control with it. That's the thing. It's like he can't stop.
It's still too much.
He can't stop.
Can you now
he doesn't understand
advise
the money
Amazon to close his account?
I might have to.
You do have to.
I might have to cut up his debit card.
Yeah.
He's only had for about a week and a half. And then, yesterday.
When he starts putting money into accounts,
that would be allowed. That was a conversation we had.
Right.
Yes. And then a Target card arrived.
Hey, hold on a minute.
Second Target card, I know.
He has put in a lot of years with you.
Yeah, so $700.
He's only a giver.
Yeah.
Never a taker.
But there are some things that cash money can't buy, and that's love, Sarah. That's love. That's right? Money can't buy.
Are you referencing him being a top? Is that what you were just saying?
Okay.
Well, you know,
sometimes, yeah.
No, you're not the top.
I have been.
No, you haven't.
I played the role. I can do it. No, there's medication. There's injections. I can do it. I'm fine with it. I like it. It's fun. It's a fun change. It's like, hey, look at me. Woo!
I need to get that out of my head.
No, seriously. That's why I stopped shaving because I'm the top now and tops are hairy. I'm Mr. Hairy Top. That's my.
I don't believe that. I don't even believe you could catch him if you wanted to top him.
Look, this is.
He's like, sorry.
This is what.
I'm 99% straight.
This pink and yellow with hair is what a successful gay looks. This is a gay success story, what you're looking at right now.
I'm sorry. What is pink and yellow?
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm wearing a pink yellow striped shirt.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're wearing a blue and green striped shirt.
Well, there's pink and yellow here, too. You
don't there's like the, one stripe of yellow that's and the one bold stripe of...
Yeah, but that's the stripe you remember, right, Vinny? That's how they designed it.
I'm sorry, but he's wearing a blue, white,
Ralph
and green...
Ralph Lauren is a genius. This shirt, to everyone who knows, says, that's a hairy top. That's why I got the shirt. This is
what
hairy tops. This is the season of hairy tops. That's who I am now.
You know what makes me mad about what you're saying? What? I just want you to know, and I want to say this to the people listening, is that some of us hear what you say and go, oh, well, a little info I had no idea about.
There you
That's
go,
great.
Right?
Then you go out into the world and you spew that crap and someone looks at you like, what the are you talking about?
Are you talking, about the hairy top? Are you talking about the shirt?
As we get older, we've got to take on the top. We don't have a choice. To get our card stamped at 60, you better be topping you're out of the group.
We're talking with Scott Capurro, and I realized just now we've neglected to mention that you have a gig on Saturday.
I do at Martuni's.
Martuni's.
7 o'clock.
What's up with Martuni's? You've played there a few times. Do you sit on top of the piano?
Legs crossed, cigarette holders.
Do your little jokes, haha.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing that?
See, you have some jokes at the top.
There are people around the piano who are facing you with drinks and stuff. It's actually quite fun.
So you are on the piano.
There's a tip jar. You are. And there's only about 60.
You're standing in front of it or you are sitting on it?
Alongside of it. And there's a couple of songs. There's a pianist. I do a couple of numbers.
Oh, you do some like
that. Hey,
Robert?
Look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, orange up here.
You're right. That's hysterical.
Let me over, here I come.
And the piano guy's going with you.
Dingling, dingling.
Do you know this guy, or are you just like, you're like, oh, the Martuni's guy will know. Do you bring him sheet music?
No, a little bit. He has loads of sheet music. I just pick a couple of songs, and there's a little tinkling on the piano keys as I'm talking. A little bit of boom for punchlines.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hello.
Hold on, I might have that, too.
It only sees about 60 people, and it's a great little venue. It's great. It's behind the bar when you walk in. It's fantastic. Huge Martuni's. It's a blast. It's so much
Martuni's.
Fun. 7 o'clock. Well, the Martuni's are huge.
Glasses
are enormous. And then I'm on at 7. You're done by 8:30. You're hammered in your car driving home by 8:30. Right? Laughing all the way. Closing your eyes. Laughing at the joke. Shaking your head.
It just isn't funny.
Well, San Francisco. That's how people drive. That's great. Fantastic. And then August 31st, I'm at Marin Theater Company. We finally found a date that we agree on. So I'll be midweek.
Isn't it?
No, August 31st.
August 31st.
Yeah, it'll be a Saturday. Yeah, it'll be fantastic.
That's your next gig?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with you? Why can't you book any gigs?
I'm in New York working.
I see.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I see.
Ooh, You're a TV star now.
Well, no, I'm playing Philadelphia, New York, and all these cities now. I'm doing the circuit because I'm a hairy top. This is what hairy tops hit the road at 60. I've got Pokemon bills. I've got to get out there. Playing Philadelphia, Boston, New York, and then I'm doing the TV again.
This is a good bit for you. I like it.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I never read my story that you asked me to prepare. It's all right.
Oh, tell me the story.
Oh, AI. Fantastic. Speaking of Pokemon, AI. Fantastic. We're so lucky. It's hit the town, right? You guys are invested in AI. Yeah. Are you?
I love AI.
It's fantastic.
I use it all the time.
And well, it's
you're
it's,
just this is just like a random topic you
no,
decided to
it's decimating the job circuit in San Francisco is fantastic. I mean, employment's down, but it's money's
fantastic.
Up. It's great. It's a success story. Income up for about three people. Employment down, which is great because, you know, jobs being replaced, data entry, manufacturing and assembly jobs, all this stuff. In 2030, 800 million jobs will be lost in the U.S. Currently, in San Francisco, 15% of the workforce has lost their jobs.
Oh, my God. So what are they going to do instead?
Oh, who cares? What it means for us is there's a combination now.
Wow.
People were so worried about the city feeling cramped. But look about it. I walk down here from my car, all the stores are empty. There's so much.
People can move right into a store.
Seriously, it changes around the corner. Now my husband and I can afford maybe at some point a one-bedroom flat. And you know what that means, a one-bedroom apartment? It means family creation. That's what I'm interested in.
What?
Hairy tops making a family. It's my turn.
But there are no jobs for the family you create.
Well, you know, get creative. Grow your own vegetables in the garden, right? Sell some cucumbers. I don't know. There's all sorts of stuff, right? I mean, homeless people complaining there's no places to live. There's loads of places. 15% of the workforce is gone, right? Right? I'm just saying. Everyone's going to be housed now. They're building a 7-story house down by the beach on Ocean Beach. A 7-story house for the homeless. Those are jobs right there, right? See? Those AI people can get a hammer and do a real job, for God's sake, instead of building robots or making apps to buy pizza or whatever they do. Now,
or
they're helping
others. Or a cucumber stand.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean,
see?
I can't say I don't like the idea of a cucumber stand.
I'm just saying, now we've got, right?
Like, you know, cucumbers for all.
And my husband
how do you say in English? Cucumber.
Cucumber for all.
Cucumber.
Cucumber. cucumber. And now I'm a hairy top and I'm going to have a family, right? That's
yeah, not until you get a one bedroom. That ain't happening. So, because your husband's blowing through your inheritance.
All gone. I know.
It's all good. And your name is Scott Capurro. Martoonies on Saturday. One show only?
One show only.
You're just doing 7 to 8:30 and
you know, Sarah,
you're not going to do a 9?
No, it's a special one-time performance.
And people can go have a night after that.
Man, right? Really.
You don't even have to drive home.
Seriously, it's amazing around there. Across the street, that hotel, it's all happening there too.
All right, Martoonies, Scott Capurro, scottcapurro.com, 1P, 2 R's.
Yeah, a lot of Harry Tops over there.
I'll tell you something, another stellar appearance on the show.
You know what?
I think there's something about this new building.
I bring the heavyweight. What can I say?
It's
show
exciting.
Just went up about 3 scales, seriously.
Oh,
man,
guys,
your listener appreciation
thank
is
you so much for the ratings.
Yeah, and thank you, my doctor, for the Klonopin. It gets me through this show, seriously. I'm just saying, Hairy Tops, it really balances you. I don't feel stressed
happy
anymore.
Panties.
I can highly recommend Klonopin.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, why is this not starting?
August 31st is NTCG.
It's you. You do stuff. There you go.
Are you as obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Thanks again to Scott Capurro. Martoonies this weekend. It's Saturday. And starting next week, Alice has your chance to win your share of $100,000. Download the free Odyssey app. That's all it takes. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of any day and get a daily entry for your chance to win $1,000. This starts next week. 5 $1,000 winners every weekday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Jack's Restaurant and Bar!
Find great food and a friendly atmosphere at Jack's Restaurant and Bar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Sweet!
Locations in Pleasant Hill, Newark, San Jose, San Bruno, and San Mateo. Visit ilovejacks.com to order online for pickup.
Oh, that's great!
That's ilovejacks.com to order for online pickup. Jack's Restaurant and Bar. You're so lucky if you're in Pleasant Hill, Newark, San Jose, San Bruno, and San Mateo. And how cool you could also Uber or get in your own car and drive yourself there.
That is true. Yep. ilovejacks.com.
Thank you.
We love Jax. Jax, thanks for coming on.
Hot day ahead, everyone.
Okay.
Mid-90s in Napa, Walnut Creek. and San Jose.
All the hot spots.
Yeah, very hot. So a texter tipped us off to this, and the news is in fact true. I'm looking at the AP website. Secret Service director steps down after assassination attempt against ex-President Trump at rally. Mm-hmm. She has taken the fall. As you have to. She says, I take full responsibility for the security lapse. Well, then you gotta go.
Right.
So there's that. I thought this was, I meant to do this yesterday. Oh, actually, I meant to bring something up.
What is
your roommate, Mike J, you know, the handsome guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know he rode motorcycles, too.
I didn't know that either.
I just saw him on a motorcycle on Facebook jumping. Is this the same Mike J?
I'm going to say no.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Do you even know your friend, your roommate? Friend and roommate, Mike J?
Hang on.
Let me see if I can get to the bottom of this. You should get to the bottom of this because I didn't know he's even, first of all, he's the most handsome guy in the Bay Area.
He really is a good looking guy.
Yeah. Now I find out he owns, well, actually.
Do you ride motorcycles?
This will be, jump motorcycles. The pictures of him jumping. Which is very different than just, you know, sitting on a
motorcycle. Is it possible you took a picture of someone jumping on a motorcycle and because of the helmet you just thought it was
something
he posted?
There's no way he would post under his own name a picture of another person on a motorcycle.
Well, we'll see if he gets back to me.
All right. I'm very interested. Like, wow, way cooler than I even knew.
That guy.
And
he
handsome.
He really does it all.
He's got it all. He does. You know how hard? Like, that's gnarly. The scariest thing is that a motorcycle can launch you. Have you ever jumped on skis? A little bit?
Yes, a little bit.
And you realize when you're 2 feet in the air, it feels like 100, right? Yeah. Like, oh!
Well, you do start, wheeling your...
I'm going to fly out of this! Motorcycles, you can get 20 feet in the air and you didn't even do anything. You didn't have to pedal.
Yeah, hold on to those handles.
Just turn on the... That's radical. He's a badass. Go, Mike J.
I'm going to say he's not. I'll see if he writes me back.
He'll write you back.
You say you saw this on Instagram?
I saw it on Facebook, I believe. The very handsome Mike J is now a motorcycle jumper. And he does own bunch of land in Mexico, so it's possible he's got a whole track set up down there.
I think he does. He has a condo there. I don't know how much info
I'm talking about. A condo? TikTok's got something out there in the world they're promoting or the kids are promoting or... Yeah.
I do ride, but I don't jump. Are you asking because of my profile picture? That's Spencer, and yesterday was 1 year without him. That's his daughter's husband who passed. So he put up the...
What in the...
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wow, what
it's
a downer.
It's not a downer. It's a memory picture. It's
my God, man. And it was, but then it's under his name. I'm like, oh my God, Mike J. So he does ride, though.
He says he did. I do ride, but I don't jump.
Oh. There it is. Jumping's gnarly.
Yeah.
So here's a fun hack for summer picnics or trips to the beach.
I like picnic hats.
TikTok is out there with something called a snackle box trend.
Oh, a snackle box trend.
It's what you think. The idea went viral a few years ago, and it's been back in the news recently as we head in, you know, summer. Here's the summer tip, everyone.
All right.
Take a tackle box.
Oh, a tackle box, like a fishing tackle
and
box.
And fill it with snacks.
And
all
now
the individuals.
Sure.
You can put snacks
in there. Put some Skittles here, M&M's there, Goldfish crackers. I'm going to put some dip down here at the bottom.
The idea is it's portable and has built-in dividers, so you can put all kinds of snacks in there.
Wow.
And they won't mingle. Companies sell legit snackle boxes now on Amazon. Yeah, there's lots of bento boxes. My kids have.
The bento box is awesome.
They're like stainless steel. These lunch box things they have that have a little clasp.
Divider things
and
now.
And you open them up because, you know, I used to bring a paper bag, a brown paper bag, lunch every day to school.
You didn't have a cool lunchbox?
No. And because I was too cool for a lunchbox.
Oh, I wanted, see, I wanted a cool lunchbox.
I wanted a Spider-Man lunchbox. I'm not going to. Mom.
Sure. Barbie lunchbox.
I'm in fourth grade.
Yeah. That's the prime year for
me. No, that's not. Listen.
Lunchbox.
You should see me at the skate park.
I love the way the lunchbox sounded, open and closing.
The older kids like me and talk to me because I'm good at skateboarding. Mm. So I really don't want to be seen holding, you know, I don't know.
Yes, you're a slave.
Mr. T lunchbox or whatever of the day. Anyway, the point is kids now have legit lunchboxes. Mm. Like this thing is, it snaps open and mom has put little individual.
I like the snackle box.
It's pretty great.
I like combo words that become their own thing. I think that's fun.
They say, if you really want to do it right, you can just go buy a tackle box and have that. But yeah. There are snack tray type lunch
things. The nice
available.
Thing about, you remember when, I don't know if your dad fished, my dad fished, and we had a cool tackle box, and his tackle box had, like, you opened it up, and then it lifted out, and there were, like, three trays on, like,
it.
A scissor lift.
That's
like,
what they're
that's
talking
awesome.
About.
Mm-hmm. Could have all kinds of snacks. You can't even finish all the stuff in your snackle box. That's got to be for everyone.
We went and fished off the pier a little bit. I never took to it.
Yeah.
I never liked pulling. I feel like,
well, you, there's
that
a lot
fish
of
wants to live.
There's also a lot of sitting and waiting.
But there's also that whole, this fish is fighting for its life, and I'm fighting it to
not.
And
we just
not,
take out the thing. And
to not have
it
its life. No,
it.
That is not. Mm. Anyway.
Well, that'll teach them.
Yeah.
Don't bite anymore.
Just like your brother.
Oh, you again.
Throw him back.
Yeah, that guy was fine. He looked
fine. Your brother fine. Threw totally a giant dead fish back in the ocean and then kicked it. Yeah, you'll be fine. Get in there.
Off you go. And he did. It was stunned for a minute, but then he went like, oh, I'm back. Okay. Let me just rail out of here. Fine.
And maybe it was last 20 minutes cells. Out of the water while he was trying to get that photo of him and his catch.
Oh, anyway. Fish are very resilient then.
Are they?
It's fine, yeah.
They can just
don't you worry
not
about it.
Breathe for a long time and then
don't
be fine.
Don't worry about it. He was very near the water.
Many airlines have apps that track your baggage so you can know if there's a problem. I've never heard of this. So this is a story I'm reading to you right now.
Okay.
Airlines have apps that can track your baggage. Have you done this?
I haven't, but it makes sense. They're all barcoded now.
Okay.
They barcode you when they take your stuff.
A man settling into his seat as his plane was taxiing for takeoff from the airport in Spain.
Uh-oh.
Looked out the window and saw his luggage sitting alone on the tarmac.
Of, like, forgotten and forlorn?
Not on the plane he was in that was, again, taxiing for takeoff.
Oh, my God.
He looks and sees his luggage and goes, he snapped a photo. About to take off, I look out and see two suitcases lying on the runway. I tell my aunt, look, they dropped two suitcases. And she said, they look like ours. Well, guess what?
They were.
He added, I can't handle this. There was nothing he could do. And even more annoyingly, he said, one of the bags has a 5-pound block of cheese in it, which is surely baking in the sun.
Well, listen, I'm sorry, but you're transporting a 5-pound block of cheese. Like, honestly, that's on you. If you've got 5 pounds of cheese in your suitcase.
Of the things people are...
Just
one guy's buying Pokemon cards and another guy with a 5-pound block of cheese.
I just don't... Get that shipped. Don't put that in your luggage.
It was frustrating, but the airline, he says, did deliver the bags to the destination. Then the guy added, quote, against all odds, the cheese is fine.
Oh,
so it worked out.
Alone.
But yeah, I would imagine that's...
Did you say what kind of cheese? Like some kind of Spanish cheese?
I don't have any details on the cheese.
Hmm.
Point Reyes cheese, I heard it might be.
Nah, that's too good to be left out on a tarmac somewhere.
Well, it was in the bag. I mean, you know,
they're in Spain. I'm assuming it's like a Spanish cheese. I don't know. Although they do with that quinta. That sounds Spanish, doesn't it? Quinta.
I don't know about so Spanish good. Cheese. I can't help you. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Oh, hold on. I have a fast fact thing. It's going to take me a second, though.
That's okay. Fast facts.
How about this one?
Fast facts.
Either one is fine.
Which one do you like
just,
better?
Just choose one.
Fast facts.
That whatever one is.
Fast facts.
Which one is closer to your
finger?
They're
both exactly the same closest.
Okay, then
it's
you
weird.
Just choose.
Fast facts.
Okay.
Facts.
Donkey Kong.
Ow.
Was originally going to be a Popeye the Sailor game. The licensing fell through, so original characters were designed to take the place of the Popeye characters.
Wow, that was such a hit game, too.
I love Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It's one of the few games that it just sort of hit that window of a year or two when I was playing games.
Hmm.
You know?
I don't think I played it all that much. I mean, everybody knows about Donkey Kong.
That was like one of the ones I played.
Oh, unlike Donkey Kong.
I played that, Tempest.
Oh, Tempest was
and
great.
And Galaga.
Oh, I remember the name Galaga. I don't remember what that was. I used to play Asteroids.
I played that as well. But it really was just a very small window. And then I went, you know what? I don't have any money.
Mm.
This is
time you got when you were a kid.
Well, yeah, money but I had part. No money. Yeah. Right? And then, you know, then we started like, hey, if you tie a thing that looks like a quarter to a string, you might be able to jimmy a couple free games.
I think we messed the whole game up. Seems like it's jammed on there and stuff.
You know what I don't need?
What?
Is to be kicked out of the ice cream store where we play video games for good. Varsity is what it was called.
Varsity?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't know what the deal was, but...
Was it near a college?
Nope.
Oh.
The three densest cities in the world are all in the Philippines.
Oh, as in people living in close proximity.
They all have at least 80,000 people per square mile. New York City is the most densely populated area in the U.S., and it tops out at 60,000 per square mile. So that gives you some idea
of how much
what we're talking about there in the Philippines.
And New York feels crowded. You know, just that, like a beehive. You ever think to yourself, like, we were up on the 20th floor of the Kimberly Hotel where that one guy jumped. Oh, my God.
Someone wrote in and said, and then what happened? Well, then he killed himself.
Yeah, he died. He died.
That's the story.
That's the whole story.
What? She was in the same hotel as a guy that...
But that's why it caught my attention so much, because I'm like, they show the front. I'm like, I was on that balcony right there. So I'm out on the balcony, and there's all these high rises around this hotel. And I was thinking, like, if you could just see the people, like if everything all of a sudden went invisible and all you could see was the people, would it just be like thick with people, you know, just stacked on top of each other, all doing their thing on different floors of different buildings? And like, how thick would that be? It'd be such a cool thing. If only we could do that. If only that was my superpower, I could be like all solid things.
See through
humans.
All the buildings.
Not even just see, just make all the buildings and everything in them invisible. Everything goes invisible except the human beings. And they're all naked because their clothes have also gone invisible. Naked people stacked.
But you don't see the pipes of the poopukaka as well. That's invisible.
Oh, no. Invisible. Okay. Everything but the human being.
Got it. When Three Musketeer bars were released in 1932.
Oh, my God.
It was three bars. They had three small candy bars in one package, one chocolate, one strawberry, one vanilla. That's how it got the name Three Musketeers.
Why would they have ever changed that?
It stuck. Even though they ended up making one candy bar in 1945.
I really want them to go back.
Why? Nobody eats that anyway.
Oh, that was one of my favorites when I was a kid. Are you kidding me? It's all nougat. It's great. Who could argue with that?
Yeah, nougat is that fluffy gross stuff.
What? What kind of job? Your childhood was so weird.
I did not like Three Musketeers. You like them?
I loved them. Oh. I loved a Three Musketeer. Give it to me. Keep all your other stuff. I just want the chocolate and the nougat.
E.T.'s name. He had a name. Actually, he might not even have been a he. E.T.'s name was Zrek. Z-R-E-K. Zrek.
How do we know this?
It was going to be revealed in the sequel, which never wound up being made. Zrek.
That just shows you how old that movie is. The fact that E.T., which was absolutely a generational phenomenon of a movie, never got a sequel. Like, what? How is that possible? The money grab on a movie that successful today would just be like, we'd already be seeing the second one. Mm-hmm. Oh, that came out last week and it made $80 million. Like Twister 3 or Twisters with two S's at the end. Twisters. That's coming out next month.
Well, yeah. These are fast facts, everyone.
Oh, right. Fast facts.
The coat.
Hold on.
fast facts.
Thank you.
Facts.
The coastal town of Carmel by the Sea in California has more than 3,000 people, but up until now, it went more than 100 years without using housing numbers or street addresses. The only location that had an actual address was the post office itself. Instead, people named their houses and people in the town would learn the names to orient themselves. For mail, they'd all just pick it up at the post office. And for timely at-home deliveries, they used a complicated system where they'd count properties from an intersection. For example, Monteverde, 4 southwest of 8th, translates to a building on the west side of Monteverde, 4 properties south of the 8th intersection.
How relieved are the Amazon drivers that that has just changed? So now they have property numbers.
The town has finally voted to change that and end the madness.
God, I cannot believe that.
I've been there.
That's ludicrous.
100 times and no one's ever said, you know, you want to know an interesting fact about Carmel? We have no addresses. Like, you ever heard that, have you?
No, and actually, you're right. That is something that should be known.
Yeah, you would think that would be something you'd say. Like, we're the only town in America that
doesn't have, like, actual street addresses. We just have house names.
Nope. Nothing.
Polly Palmer House.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Hold on, I have that too. Here it comes. I'm going to get this.
Steven Spielberg won't allow a sequel to happen to E.T. because he says it would ruin the original. That's from 415.
But now that all this time has gone by, maybe it would, like, you know, Zrek could come back. Or whatever the guy's name was.
Zrek. Got it.
He, like, now he's going to visit and the E.T. kid. That kid's still around, right? Is he an actor still? Elliot? Elliot?
He's probably our age. E.T. I mean, he's probably 50-something.
Oh, right. So now, and his friend from space comes back.
Oh. All right.
And because of relativity.
Sure, I mean, who wouldn't want to be brought back from, you know, obscurity back to a movie career? He'd be like, I'm back, baby.
I want more of those Reese's Pieces.
All right.
I really miss those.
What's coming up in the trash?
NSYNC without that one guy, plus a very quick lawsuit turnaround.
Alice at 97.3.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.